Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.
God can use you at any age. Think about it. God never disqualifies people from service because of age. I can't help but share Exodus 7, verse 7, which says, "Now Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron, 83 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh." Isn't that something? And folks, you know, just to also give you a new image to your mind, Daniel was not young when he was thrown into the lion's den. Did you know that? Some of you may have known that, some of you may not have, but did you realize that Daniel was approximately 85 years old at that time? Daniel prayed and obeyed, even in the face of government orders not to do so. And the government threw him in the lion's den, and yet God provided for him, even as an 85-year-old. Whether you're old or young, you can serve God, because it's up to his strength anyway. It's up to him, because apart from him, I can do nothing. And it's just extremely important that we remember that we need to be willing to do God's will. That's a huge key. So whether you're old or young, you can be born again and forgiven of every sin. Be sure you know God personally. Get on God's side and let Jesus inside. He's the only way to heaven. I didn't say that. Jesus said it. He said, "I am the way." He said, "the way," not a way. So let's celebrate the fact that God is not into ageism, that he can use us, that we must obey God even when the government tells us not to pray or something like that. In Daniel's circumstance, we need to obey God and pray and do what God says. And we do pray for our government leaders, but we also need to remember that this earth is temporary, and we are citizens of heaven when we are born again children of God. Celebrate the fact that Jesus said this: "All whom my Father gives in trust to me will come to me, and the one who comes to me I will most certainly not cast out. I will never, no, never reject one of them who comes to me." Well, let's come to Jesus now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just confess our need of you. At any age, we desire to serve you. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into our hearts, forgive us of our sins. We turn from our sins, and we turn to you now. Please strengthen us and fill us with your Holy Spirit, that we may be your instruments, that people would see you, not us, when we do things. Help us to bring glory to you, and help us to be courageous about obeying your word and loving you no matter what our age may be. And we thank you, Lord, that you are so faithful, so good, so loving, so gracious. We just praise and lift your name on high. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week: decide never to let age stop you from serving the Lord. If you're physically limited, pray or call people. Send cards, whatever you can do. God will use you if you're willing. And treat your caregivers like Jesus would if you're in a care facility. And remember that nothing is without purpose if it's done through and for Jesus. After all, when he uses us, it's not because of our youth, it's because of him. So just remember that and join us at prayingpals.org.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.